It's time for Santa's Mailbag on B107.5. All the way from the North Pole, here they come. Santa's helper elves to read your letter and deliver them to Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, well, boys and girls, it's Santa again. We have wonderful letters here from Toji's substation. That's where my official Santa mailbox is this year. So ask your mom and dad real nice if they could take you, or your grandparents maybe, whoever you love, and have them bring you to the Toji's substation on East Main Street to write a letter to me. Ho, ho, ho. Today we'll hear from Kodiak, who is 7, also Brantley, Caroline, Briley, and Juno. We'll hear from Reese and Everett, Edison, Avet. We'll hear from Stephanie and Vivian. Ho, 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 so many letters. It's wonderful. We'll hear from Callan and Caius. Oh, here's one from Carter and Adriana. Oh, Emmeline writes in. And Olivia, Melachi, Melody, Logan, Mayana, Liliana, who's 5 years old. Oh, oh, oh. So many wonderful letters. And my wonderful helpers, the elves, in here, as always, to read these letters and bring them back to me at the end of the show. Oh, oh, oh.
Thanks, Santa!
Oh, hey!
We're back!
All right, yeah. Hey, Robbie! I brought the reindeer in again.
We sure did. He's so messy.
I know. Here, boy, here, have some of these crackers.
Crackers?
Well, I figured if he's gonna make a mess, may as well make little tiny small crumbs.
Good point. I don't hate that plan.
Oh, boy. All right, Robbie and Buford. I'm Jasper Tinsel, and with me, as always, Sparkle Joy.
That's me!
Hi, Sparkle!
Hi!
Well, we have a lot of letters to get to that were dropped off at the official Santa mailbox.
That's right.
At Toji's substation!
Mm-hmm, they've got lots of yummy food there.
Can I read the one from Vivian?
Yes!
I love that name. 6 years old, Vivian is, and says, "Dear Santa, I would like a bookshelf and slime."
A lot of bookshelves this year. Yeah. You know, I like that a lot. It means they're using their brains and reading.
Or they need somewhere to put their slime.
Oh, that too.
Well, that's fun. All right, Vivian, we'll see if we can get you a nice bookshelf. Maybe she just wants to have a nice, tidy room and things, you know, shelves to put her things on.
Maybe. I'm hoping it's for books, though.
Get up off the floor and, yeah, put them on your shelf. But yes, a bookshelf is perfect for books. It's right in the name.
Absolutely. This letter is from Callan. He's 8 and says, "Dear Santa, can I please have a Lego semi-truck? I also want a Nerf gun. And can I have some new gloves?"
Oh, some gloves. Oh, those will keep your fingers nice and toasty warm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely want those.
I wonder what color gloves she wants.
I don't know.
All right.
Here's one from Sabrina, who writes in and says, "Dear Santa, can I have a Lego and Barbie?"
Ooh, Barbie. Okay. I love Barbie. I have lots of Barbies prepped and ready to go.
What do you think, Sparkle? Which Barbie is hot this year?
I don't know. There's a lot of different ones that are very popular.
It's kind of all over the board this year,
huh? It kind of is, yeah.
Those holiday Christmas Barbies are always so beautiful.
They are so pretty.
You guys do a great job up
Thank
at the North Pole with that.
This one is from Caius. Caius is 7 and says, "I want a Bulbasaur plush." That's a Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
"The Book of Bill and an LED sea dragon."
Whoa, dragons are fun.
Dragons are very fun.
Okay. Caius, what a cool name.
It is a very cool name.
And 7-year-old Caius, well, you have a very Merry Christmas. Here's another 7-year-old. Here's one from Yvette. And 7-year-old Yvette would like, oh, look at this. "Dear Santa, poor people to have a home."
That's very sweet.
Wow, how thoughtful. Yeah. And he also puts down some things for himself, though, too. Like a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, those are very good games.
I know, Clyde, they are. Oh, what about an iPad?
Ooh, yeah. iPads are fun. You can learn lots of things on those.
Yep, yep. We were just talking the other day about that. I like to watch about farm animals on my iPad.
Mm-hmm, like cows.
Yep. Moo.
Ovid also would like cam powder, also food, a puppy, a kitten. Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Santa doesn't do live critters.
Nope, nope, nope.
Oh, but he also wants a car.
Ooh.
And a Tron game.
That's fun.
Yeah, and oh, and he says goldfish.
Goldfish are super tasty. Wait, he means the animal.
I just had Buford feed Robbie some goldfish crackers earlier. Yeah, here's some more, boy.
I think he means the goldfish pet, not the goldfish treat.
Well, we don't do live pets, so it'll have to be the crackers. Or you talk to your family about adding a family member.
That's right.
Like a puppy or a kitten or a goldfish.
Mm-hmm. Gotta ask the family before we add those in.
Thanks for the letter, Abbott, and Merry Christmas.
This is the next letter. It's from Carter. Carter is 7.
Hi, Carter.
And Carter says, I've been very good this year.
Damn.
I would like a dirt bike and a PS5 and a skateboard.
All right.
Right up your alley.
Rock and roll, man. So we're going to get some skateboards. And you know what? We got to get you the helmet and the safety equipment, too.
That's right. Got to protect your noggin.
Yep, yep. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, that sounds like he's going to have a great Christmas.
Yeah, it sounds to me like every boy and girl is going to have a lovely Christmas. Mm-hmm. No matter how many things you get, it's all about spending time with your family.
That's right.
How about one from Edison? 7-year-old Edison says, Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is Legos.
Ooh, Legos, they're fun.
Ooh, and a Nerf gun. Oh, boy, those are great. A hoverboard. Oh, we got to get that helmet for that.
That's right. Check your noggin.
Oh, And what about this? An Xbox and a PS5.
Ooh, oh, boy. Lots of fun games in there.
Well, those are some big-time presents, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, oh, he says he wants the Grinch to break into his house.
That's so silly. Well, you don't want the Grinch to break into your house. He'll steal Christmas. Even though his heart did grow 3 sizes.
Yeah, he's not evil anymore. Mm-mm. He learned his lesson at the end of the show.
He's just grumpy.
But if he breaks into your house, if he went back into his evil ways, he'd take away your video games.
Mm-hmm. No All Xbox, your Christmas stuff.
No PS5.
Yeah, no hoverboard, no Nerf gun. Yeah, and no Legos. So we don't want that. We want you to have a very Merry Christmas, Edison, and thanks for writing in.
Yeah.
This next one is from Adriana. She's 8. She says, Dear Santa, I've been good this year. I would like shoes and slime and a top.
Shoes and slime, but just keep that slime out of the shoes.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. That's a big mess.
Oh, that'll get squished all in your toes.
Ew. Ew.
Here's one from Everett, and he says, Dear Santa, I want a Tyreek Hill jersey.
Ooh, Tyreek Hill is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. What about this? Dolphins gloves. And a Messi jersey.
Woo. Yeah, he's a soccer player.
Wow, okay.
Different kind of football.
Soccer fan. Yeah, they call that football across the pond, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, it's soccer, it's football. Everett, what a great letter, and thanks for writing in.
One last letter. This one is from Emily. She's 7, and she says, Dear Santa, I've been very good this year. I would like a Barbie dream house, a tablet, and slime.
Another tablet and more slime.
That slime sure is popular this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's the simple things sometimes, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't have to be all technologically gadgets and whatnots.
No. And who's Ethan Watsits?
That's right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more letters, though.
That's right. We got to go thank Toji Substation for holding our big red mailbox for us.
Yeah, and they have delicious food and fun games.
Yeah, like skee-ball.
Yeah, wow. So make sure to drop your letter off at the big red mailbox at Toji Substation, and we're going to feed Robbie some Toji's Substation snacks right now. Here, try some of these. Oh, he loves that. Anything that's fried, he loves. Doesn't eat it all the time. But it's a good treat. Yeah, all right, so we'll be right back with more fun and letters on Santa's Mailbag on
B107.5. Hooray, yippee!
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
And we're back, boys and girls!
We're back! Hooray!
Yeah, all right! Reading those letters to Santa. And, of course, Santa will see all these letters. We're going to bring them back with us when he comes and picks us up at the end of the show.
That's right!
Here's one from Reese. Reese wrote in, who's 7 years old, and says, "Dear Santa, I would like stuffed animals, please."
That's so polite. Oh. I love when they say please.
Yeah, what manners, Reese. Thank you.
And also, I want a flamingo plushie. Wow, and a star plushie.
Flamingos are adorable.
Oh, yeah. I like when they stand on one foot.
That's so silly when they do that.
Yeah, and they're pink, aren't they?
Yeah, because they eat a lot of shrimp.
Whoa, is that why?
That's what I read.
Whoa, cool. All right, Reese.
Yeah, Reese, thanks for writing in.
This next one is from Olivia. Olivia 7 and says, "Dear Santa, I've been good this year. I would like slime and stickers and shoes and a bike."
Whoa, all right, that's a lot of good stuff there.
Definitely got to remember to add a helmet to protect your noggin.
Yep, yep, we'll get that under control. And then, of course, we can't forget about the slime.
Sticky, icky slime.
Oh, I love it, I love it. Hey, what about this one from Gino? "Dear Santa, I want a camera drone." Whoa!
Whoa, and a drone?
Don't fly them near any airports, I'll tell you that much.
No, nope, that'd be very dangerous.
Get the FBI after you.
Well,
listen, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, Gino. Thanks for writing in. Oh, but he also wants a big Arctic Explorer Lego boat for Christmas.
Very cool.
Wow. All right, Gino, we'll see what we can do.
Hey, thanks for reading that, Buford. What about Sparkle? You have another one. A couple more.
I do have a couple more. Okay. This one is from Malachi. Malachi is 5 and says, "Dear Santa, I would like some Robux."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are for Roblox.
That's right. It's a game.
Yeah, games are fun, and I love those Roblox. So we'll get you some, hopefully, some Robux so you can add that to your game.
Mm-hmm.
Briley is 7 years old.
Wow, already?
And look at this list, dear Santa. I want an iPad. Glasses?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you need glasses for that blue light that comes from the tablets all the time.
I was thinking maybe something to drink out of.
Oh, probably not.
Which kind of glasses do you want? You don't ask Santa for glasses. You go to the eye doctor for that.
Silly.
Maybe Mom and Dad will take you. I don't know. I want... nails? Okay. A Barbie?
Ooh, fancy.
A camera. Jordans.
More sneakers.
Wow.
Those are pretty cool sneakers, actually.
Yep. Back when I was young and we'd have, we used to have those pumps. The Reebok pumps.
Oh, boy.
Well, you press the tongue on the shoe and go...
They just don't do as good with the little jingle bells on the end, though.
Well, hey. I want Jordans. I want pans. All right. Was it you'd have a Christmas set, maybe? Exactly. A mini fridge. To go along with that, pans. Oh, and I want paper. Okay, Briley, we'll see what we can do. We'll make sure Santa gets your letter, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Melody is 5, and she says, "Dear Santa, I would like a remote car for my Barbies."
Oh, boy.
A Barbie car. Those are pretty awesome.
Remote cars are so much fun. I like to drive it around the North Pole. And they don't see me controlling it. And then I run into some of my friend's feet. And
they go, Mrs. Claus.
Who's doing that? Well, if it runs into Mrs. Claus, I just blame Clyde.
Oh, you're the reason why I got in trouble.
Oh, no. Buford, that's not very nice.
Well, hey, we kid each other all the time.
That's why you're getting cold for Christmas.
That's right. I'm telling Santa Claus on you.
Oh, no. I've sure did it again. Here's one from Caroline. And 7 years old, Caroline says, "Dear Santa, can I please have a little live pet?" Oh, those little toys?
Yeah, they're so cute. Those are fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a giant brown teddy bear for Christmas.
Aw, they're so soft and fluffy. I love teddy bears.
Yeah, and she used the magic word.
She said, please. Mm-hmm,
oh,
Great job, Caroline.
Great job. Thank you.
This one is from Logan, and Logan is 6 and says, "Dear Santa, I would like a toy car."
Ooh, what kind of toy car?
I don't know. They just say a toy car.
Maybe, do you want like a little Hot Wheels car? Do you want a bigger car? You want an RC remote control?
I don't know. There's lots of options. We'll leave that up to Clyde.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I got enough to do over there. I'm going to have to decipher this and make sure he gets the car he wants and has a Merry Christmas.
Oh, good job, Clyde. You work so hard up at the North Pole.
You sure do.
Oh, those shucks, fellas.
Oh, Brantley is 7 years old and writes in, "Dear Santa, I want a 3D printed dragon with a 3D egg."
Ooh.
Wow.
Those are neat. 3D printers are very, very neat.
Oh, wow. A dragon and a dragon egg. You know what comes out of a dragon egg?
A dragon!
Woo-hoo-hoo! How'd you guess?
I don't know.
Amazing!
because I'm brilliant. That's why.
You two crack me up.
This next letter is from Mayanna. She is 6 and says, "Dear Santa, I would like a reindeer." Robbie.
Whoa, no. Wait a minute. You're not getting my reindeer. Oh, don't
she
worry.
She probably means a stuffed reindeer,
don't
silly.
Don't worry, Robbie. I'll never give you away. Oh, you're welcome, boy. All right. But yeah, a reindeer. Well, maybe we can get you a stuffed reindeer. I don't know.
Probably she meant a reindeer toy, not a real reindeer. They're very difficult to take care of.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, especially if you don't have Christmas magic.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I have one here from Kodiak.
That's a great name.
Neat. 7-year-old Kodiak would like... Oh, he says, "Dear Santa, I want a Lego set."
Ooh, Legos.
Yep. Oh, those are so much fun to build things with. I like this one here. Buford, maybe that you'd like this one even more. What do you say? He wants money.
Ooh, money. Everybody wants money.
All right. Oh, and he says he wants to have a journal and a Mr. Beast lab.
Mr. Beast is that YouTube guy.
Yeah.
He does lots of nice things for people. We like Mr. Beast a lot.
He does a lot of charity stuff, but boy, oh boy, does he spend a lot of money on those videos. He blows things up and wow.
Yeah, but he makes a lot of money and he gives that money all back to people.
Very neat. Oh, and Kodiak would also like books.
All right, we like it when you pick books.
All right, Kodiak, thanks so much for writing in. And
I have one very last letter.
Sparkle, let's hear it.
It's from Liliana, and she's 5 and says, "Dear Santa, I would like a dollhouse."
Ooh, a dollhouse?
I have it right. The perfect one in mind.
You do?
Yep.
Oh, good. I won't spoil the surprise because I was going to ask you about it, but yep. You'll tell me when we get back to the North Pole.
I sure will.
Okay. Hey, Buford, it's time. I hear Santa Claus. So does Robbie. Robbie knows he's going to get some snacks when he gets hooked up to the sleigh on top of the building here. Okay, boy, let's get going. All right, guys. Thank you, Buford and Robbie the reindeer. Sparkle Joy, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Clyde.
Yeah?
Thanks for coming in, too.
I always love to help, especially when boys and girls ask for things and use their manners.
Mm-hmm, that's my favorite.
And I've been Jasper Tinsel. You have a fantastic evening. Bye, boys and girls.
Bye.